T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we got 1 hour ahead, Al. Mm-hmm. You want marquee names?
Who you got?
Ike Reese.
Ike.
Come
huge.
On. Ike Reese huge. Is the star of the WIP lineup. Make no mistake.
Absolutely.
And then later in the hour, Keith Jones's personal buddy and former teammate, Rick Tocchet, who now lives in Las Vegas and attended the Eagles game. So Rick Tocchet cannot just tell us about the Flyers and soup. He is a scout for us watching the Eagles. Do you think Rick Tocchet, a coach himself, saw what he saw and went, wow, that's a well-coached Eagles team?
He left early.
A bit.
Oh, no, he did.
You know what? That?
Oh, yeah, because he texted me on his way out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he had to make soup.
All right, that's not a good thing. But let's start with our partner in the afternoons, the best guy working at this station, the great Ike Reese. Hi, Ike Reese.
Good morning, Angelo. Morning, team. What's up, fellas?
Ike.
Rhea.
Hello.
How you doing, sweetheart? How you doing?
Good.
Ike, consider this call an emergency. You are a fine defensive player, and what we witnessed was did you ever see a defense any feebler than the Eagles were Sunday in Vegas, Ike?
Wow. Well, listen, I haven't forgotten those Billy Davis defenses, yeah, those were terrible. But to your point, Angelo, you want to see a little more bite out of a defense. And here's the thing. I think I heard Coach Sirianni on with you earlier. It's clear that he thinks they need to have a little more bite to the defense. And the players are starting to voice this as well. So I start to get a little bit concerned when I start to think, okay, if everyone else sees this and the guy who's actually responsible for devising defense, putting the game plan together and deciding how the guys are going to play, he doesn't necessarily see it. I start to wonder about whether or not the defensive coordinator is getting through to or is everyone getting through to the defensive coordinator. Either way, it's clear that the Eagles players – the coaches and the fans for certainly would like to see more of an assertive defense, someone who sort of dictates what's going on out there on the field as opposed to sitting back on your heels and playing this bend but don't break defense. Bend but don't break works when you hold teams to field goals instead of touchdowns or you get a bunch of turnovers. Right now the Eagles are giving up time of possession, long drives, and it's ending in touchdowns as opposed to field goals and turnovers. So, yeah, I mean, something has to change here.
Ike, how significant is it when a veteran player making $100 million goes public saying he doesn't have faith in the scheme?
It's significant. It really is. And the first thing I thought was obviously he's frustrated. And then you wonder, well, you know, how long has this been going on before it got to this point? Is this something that he's been staying behind the scenes for a couple of weeks? You know, it started early in the season. I mean, we talked about this coming out of training camp about how different of a role he had in his defense and how he's going to be used. Maybe that was the first indication or indicator that maybe he wasn't necessarily happy with the role he was being asked to play, but he was going to do it. And now the results aren't what anybody wants from an individual standpoint as far as Fletcher goes. And when you lose games, Angelo, the pressure mounts. I mean, let's face it, pressure mounts. I mean, it's being pointed out, and every week having to defend why you aren't necessarily being as productive as everyone expects. Now we start to look and see, okay, well, why am I not being productive? Is it me? Do I not have the ability to do it anymore? Or am I being put in a position that I can be successful? I'm not in those meeting rooms, but Fletcher clearly gave his thoughts on that. And that is worrisome. I mean, it really is, because the one thing Nick Sirianni and his coaching staff had going for them, I think beginning, I guess somewhere after the draft, maybe those first mini camps, once the players got a chance to be around them, it seemed as if the players were in full support of the coaching staff. So that helped put our minds as fans at ease to a degree. Now it's time for the results. And right now, players aren't getting individual results that they're looking for. We know what the record is right now. And Sunday is the first time that I said, oh boy, they gotta pull this together, because this thing could go downhill real fast. Once players start speaking the way Fletcher did, you know, Rodney McLeod to a little bit of a lesser degree, but still being honest about maybe not being placed in a position to make plays, man, it's they got to pull this together, because this thing can go downhill real fast. And Keith will tell you, once players start speaking out, it's only a matter of time before what the coach's message is starts to fall on deaf ears. And so they gotta reel this thing in and get everybody on the same page before this thing starts to snowball.
I hate when that happens. All right. Let's get personal here, because it's time you get a little personal and get a little angrier at your former organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Greece, one of the problems this defense is having right now has been the philosophy to minimize the value of people who played your position, linebacker. You understand? The linebackers are very important in a soft zone that they're using. Isn't the philosophy to not emphasize that position burning this team now? And doesn't that go right back to Mr. Howie Roseman?
Here's what I'll say: this burning them with linebackers.
Rip them, Ike. Rip them.
No. Just listen.
Come on, Ike.
Listen to me. The game is devaluing the linebacker position. There are very few teams that put the place value on linebackers, as they don't necessarily feature them in the defense. But here's what I'll say: the bigger issue is evaluating what you want in a linebacker and envisioning how you're going to use them. That's the real issue here. You can find a linebacker in the second round, the third round, the fourth round. Just play him. Jeremiah Trotter is one of the greatest linebackers to ever wear that uniform.
Yep.
He played in the third round. The last good linebacker they drafted, Jordan Hicks, was a third round draft pick. So it really boils down to scouting and evaluating what type of player you want in the defense, and then how you're going to use him. That's the biggest issue the Eagles have had, is that they have not drafted enough good linebackers that can actually help them out in this defense. And that's been the real issue. The game right now, Angelo, is devaluing the linebacker position. There are very few teams that place a premium on linebackers. But the good teams know how to scout and evaluate what they're looking for, and they can find gems. They're much like running backs. Linebackers and running backs are very much the same. Nobody wants to take a running back in the first round. Nobody wants to take a linebacker in the first round. But it's because if you're a good scouting department, you can find good running backs or good linebackers in those middle rounds, and that's where the Eagles have struggled at.
Okay.
Taylor has good measurables, but he's still learning the position.
All right, but here's the problem. I hope you understand what you're saying, because you're making a statement about your own radio station.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ike? We have two top athletes. You are saying we have a devalued linebacker, Ike Reese, and a devalued fullback, John Richard. Are you saying that WIP is accumulating all the football players once they are devalued at their position? Is that what I'm hearing, Ike Reese?
That's part of it. Yeah, you guys have to – got like dinosaurs. We're barely used or considered value in the NFL anymore, man.
Right.
Well, at least, and John Richie, poor John Richie, his position is almost extinct. So at least he has.
All right, I got one more, right? Because I'm trying to predict Sunday. Because Sunday, the Eagles are facing a 0-7 team and a beloved Eagle, Deuce Staley. if the Eagles lose to a winless team, Amanda Lifeboats, are things going to get super ugly in that organization if they lose to a winless team?
Yes.
Yeah. He gave you a one-word answer.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah. There's no doubt about it, yes.
Will you get ugly? Will you attack your former organization, Ike?
No, I won't attack Angelo. Listen, I've irritated so many of our listeners this year with my moral victory.
Yes, right.
Glass half full approach. People don't want to hear me say this is a growing season and I'm just sitting here watching as they develop. They don't want to hear me anymore.
Well, that may be true, but you remain the number one figure at this radio station, the great Ike Reese.
Only after you departed, my brother.
Well, it's coming. Ike Reese, be well, my friend. Be well. Thank you, Ike.
Thanks, guys.
So, Al, you heard it directly from Mr. Ike Reese.
It'll get ugly.
He is saying. Now, Keith Jones has predicted. You're very good at this, right, Jonesy?
Yes, I'm
He's
great.
A gambler, Al. He's a gambler.
Yeah.
I say it again, Jonesy.
The Eagles will win and cover. They're giving money away. Take it.
Are you guaranteeing this Eagles victory?
Take the money. It's free for you.
He didn't guarantee it. He backed off.
Well, what else can I say other than that?
All right, that's enough.
That's a guarantee.
Take the money. Scott is on the line from Orlando, Florida. Hi, Scotty.
Hey, Angela, how you doing this morning? Hi, Keith. Hi, Rhea. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We're doing fine, Scott. What are you thinking right now?
Well, I'm a Philadelphia born and raised, so my concern is, Jeffrey Lurie looked up to one person and sort of molded himself after one person, and that was Mr. Kraft, Robert Kraft. Mm. And Robert Kraft, what he did was he built all quality people in quality positions and, proven people. And, if you use analogy, if he wanted to win an Academy Award and he had a director and actors and everything like that, he would want the best director, the best actors, best supporting actors, et cetera. They don't have any of that. And he needs to get away from this whole I hate to say this, but Dallas finally did it. And you still see him up in the box, but they got everybody else running the show.
Hold on. He's using his son. Lurie now is grooming his son. What are you talking about?
Have you seen the players that they've picked? They have a lot more talent on that team.
So what you're saying, Rhea, is Jerry Jones's son is better than Jerry Jones.
Yeah, remember years ago he wanted who was the crazy quarterback from Texas? Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Football.
Yeah, Johnny Football.
Yeah. Yeah.
He desperately wanted him.
His son said no.
No.
All right, but Julian Lurie, who someday will probably be running the Eagles, how do we know if he's as savvy as Jeffrey Lurie?
Huh?
I want a football person running the team, not Julian Lurie, and not an.
But you're not a billionaire.
He's been brought up in football.
You understand that the billionaires decide what they're going to do with their team, and we are basically helpless to do anything about that, Scott.
Angelo, Lurie moved into Walter Annenberg's house.
That's correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, what kind of a business owner was Walter Annenberg?
He was in broadcasting and media. Yeah, he did a newspaper.
Yeah, he owned the Enquirer and everything else. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yep. Lurie's got to cut loose. Kraft's not doing it. He's got to get good people in there. Look at the defensive coach. Like when some people come up and are available to Dallas, they've changed things. Their draft compared to our draft is just unbelievable.
They got better. You got to have a really smart son. Maybe that's the idea. Scott, I'm up against it here. Please give me a game show host.
Well, you got two of mine, Dawson and what's his name? How about Oprah Winfrey? Has she been said?
Oprah Winfrey
game
was
shows?
Not a game show. A talk show.
Yeah. Oh.
Now listen closely. All of the best ones have not been selected. These are people, Al, that became super successful in bigger spots than doing a game show. Some of them are doing game shows now and are big names. You got one segment left because I'm shutting the game down at the end of the next segment. Rick Tockett's at the end.
Yeah.
You got to talk to Rick Tockett.
He's in the gym now.
He's here. We're waking him up in Vegas.
He's already at the gym, I'm sure.
He's at the gym?
Do you see the workout he did nationally? He does the TO workout.
I heard he got fat.
Tockett?
No, he drinks those health shakes. He's
on the treadmill with the weights like TO.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the big soup.
Oh, yeah.
215-592-9490. We got the hot seat and we got you. If you're going to do it now. WIP Sports Time 916.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Rick Tockett's coming up shortly. He was at the Eagles game. He has coached at the NHL very successfully. He is an icon. He's going in the Hall of Fame. Is that what it is?
Flyers Hall of Fame. It's a big celebration coming up on November the 15th.
I think, Al, he's kind of an old-school coach who is the disciplinarian, demanding type. I want to know how that plays with him. And I'm going to ask him about soup because he loves soup. More than anyone I've ever met.
Yeah.
And the question, I always try to get into our soup controversy.
Right.
Can soup ever serve as a main course?
Oh, yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yesterday.
I don't agree.
I love it.
I ate soup as main course yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You had it as a main course?
Yeah, panera. I got chicken and wild rice. It was delicious.
But it was a hearty soup with, like, potatoes.
It was white. It was just, rice.
Beef stew's a meal, isn't it?
Yeah. Not?
That's not a soup.
Italian wedding soup?
It's a soup.
Yeah, you could do that, too.
No. I don't feel a soup. Whenever I've had soup as the main meal, I am unsatisfied.
What about chili? Can you have chili
as a
main meal?
That's not a soup.
Does it count if you add crackers?
It's in the soup category.
It's still
a
soup.
Just has to be soup?
It's a
baguette.
See, this is why I'm bringing it up. It's controversial.
What if you have a little piece of baguette? Oh, yeah, biscuits.
It's controversial. No, a soup is only an app. It can never serve as a main course.
No.
That's I have tomato soup for lunch all the time.
Tomato soup is a horrible meal.
Oh, you're wrong.
It's delicious.
tomatoes.
With a grilled cheese sandwich.
This is why you're like 12 pounds.
Grilled cheese.
No, yeah, now you've got it.
That's a lunch.
Now you've got the main course is the grilled cheese.
What if you have grilled cheese croutons?
And no, you're just making it into an appetizer.
It's not. It's good.
Ava Graham, hot seat.
So you know what? I think we have someone. This guy is to blame for our woes. Today, Jeffrey Lurie is on the hot seat. Sponsored by Xfinity. Fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Xfinity. Hot seat. Hey, Jeff. I decided to start off this little hot seat with something you said about the hiring of Nick Sirianni.
It became apparent that this is a very special communicator, not just a brilliant football IQ, which was very evident early on as we'd go through how he game plans.
I'm sorry. Who is this person you're describing? Things are falling apart around you, Jeff, and I think it's time you acknowledge your hand in this dumpster fire.
Fire.
93% of morning show listeners polled would rather Deuce Staley coach this team than Nick Sirianni. But you don't care about us, do you, Jeff?
When people outside of the city are telling him that his coach is not getting it done, that's registering with him and possibly with his puppet, Howie Roseman.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Well, you made national headlines. Congratulations.
Hiring somebody that you can control, that never works. It just doesn't work in any industry, including this one.
Shame on you, Mr. Lurie.
Not only has Sirianni been bad, but the company that Sirianni decided to keep and bring with him over to Philadelphia has been bad.
How are we going to get Jonathan Gannon?
The Eagles are 2-5, Jeffrey Lurie. What happens if they lose Sunday?
Jonesy, I think she took me out of
that was bad. That didn't sound great.
Wow.
Howie's not, he's not happy with that.
Either the way, I said, and his puppet.
That was what?
Look, I said it. I said it. I have to own it.
Wow.
Very good. Very good job, babe. I'm with you 100%. In fact, that cut of Lurie talking about Sirianni. Put that aside. I'm going to be needing
okay,
that
no
future shows for sure.
Yeah, got it.
Wow. All right, let's go back to the phones. Remember, I'm doing a blitz here because we got Rick talking on our last segment, talking about the Flyers and the Eagles and lots of good stuff. Richard, how are you today?
Fine, Angel. With you, Mia, and Al, and Ava, it's good to talk to y'all. Listen, this is on a Sunday. It's Halloween.
Yep.
So we're making a new movie, Nightmare on Broad Street.
All right, wait a minute. The game's in Detroit. Is it really? Is Halloween? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles are playing an 0-7 team on Halloween?
Correct.
Oh, no. No.
That's scary.
That's scary is right. Are they going to, Rich, are the Eagles going to win that game?
At the beginning of the year, I picked the Eagles to win. I'll give them one more time. Yeah. I think the Eagles might be able to pull out without getting spooked, hopefully.
I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. Detroit must be looking at that as the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's their one chance.
They're looking at the Eagles' tape of the defense and going, we can beat these guys.
Last week's game was the Super Bowl to them.
Yeah, well, it was because they saw Matthew Stafford. Richard, I need a game show host.
Peter Marshall,
Hollywood Squares, Al. Good one.
Did you like that show?
Player? Hollywood Squares.
His
I liked
baseball
it when
player?
Paul Lynd was in the middle
he
square.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was
He
funny.
Was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I did not like Charlie Weaver in the left corner.
Yeah, he wasn't much.
No.
Why
George Gobel was really good, though.
George.
Who?
George Gobel's been dead for 30 years. But you're right. He
was great when he was on.
Matt's on there. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Hey, great show again.
Thank you, Matthew.
Unlike Nick Sirianni, this guy is clutch in everything he does.
Jamie Foxx.
He does that Shazam or something?
Jamie Foxx is good at everything he does.
Do you know, let me tell you something. Watch the biography of Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
He was growing up. He was the point guard on his basketball team. He was the starting quarterback, classically trained pianist by the time he was like 10 years old.
No, I'm walking through the Borgata, and he's on a big thing in there.
No, he's amazing.
Oh, he's on all the ads, yeah.
He's everywhere.
Huge.
Dave is out of line next. Hi, David.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Dave, what's happening? We're in trouble here. The Eagles going to win Sunday?
No.
What do you mean now? They're playing an 0-7 team.
I would love for them to win, but they're not going to.
Oh.
Sorry.
They're going to lose to All right, if that happens, what happens next? Does the whole city turn on this Eagles team?
All right, here's what happens next after they lose. They bring my pick of a game show host onto the sideline.
Who?
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris, the Gong Show. Oh, you do know he did a phenomenal book, Al. He sold it as a memoir of him behind the scenes in the CIA.
Double agent.
Now, he made it up, but it was believable. Oh. He was a great game show host.
Is he local?
He also developed game shows as a producer. Oh. Chuck Barris. He might have been local.
I know he's
good
friends with Snyder, so I don't know if he's local or not.
He was big friends with Ed Snyder?
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably neighbors.
Oh, California.
It's going
to be so hard to pick our winners today. Tom's up from Sea Isle. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Angelo. Are you ready for the dark ages, Angelo?
What's going to happen, Tom?
The Eagles, they're going to get killed by Detroit. You kidding me? This guy can't coach a pop water team.
All right, let's pretend. No, I can do this. Let's pretend that happened, and you're calling next Monday. The Eagles lost 38-14, and you're calling. What are you saying next week after losing big to a 0-7 team? What are you saying?
I'm going to be laughing because they're going to lose every game the rest of the year.
Oh, my God.
So you are not – you have given up hope in this team this year.
Given up hope on that whole organization and the best show on watching the Eagles anymore is the post-game show.
Yes.
Wow. Tom, this is a low point in Eagles history. Give me a game show host.
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin is a great
one.
Who wants
to be a millionaire?
He made that show fantastic. He was dramatic and exciting. He had on the flashy ties that matched the shirt. It's phenomenal.
Great look.
Enzo's up for... I love that look.
It's terrible.
It didn't stay in long enough.
No, not for long.
Enzo in Westchester. Hi, Enz.
Yo, Angelo, you know how to get my blood boiling, brother.
What happened, pal?
No, you just said let's play the scenario if they lose next week. I'm already at that scenario because I bet on Detroit as soon as those points came out. I took the 3.5.
You can change it. There's time.
No, hold on. You are betting against your Eagles?
Are you kidding me? They're making me the most money I've ever made betting, Angelo.
Wow.
Against them because that's how bad it is. And Tom's right, dude. I can't wait for the postgame show just to hear the right guys say the right things, and we get it every Sunday.
I understand that. I realize that. But Enzo, you're an Eagles fan. How can you do this?
I love my birds.
Wow.
I'm doing it because I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I'm a realist. I'm being a realist. But let's talk
about it. If Enzo loses, he's going to be in the red zone.
Enzo in the red zone. Enzo, give me a game show host.
Hold on. The soup, Angelo. If I make you a nice, hearty lentil soup, you can eat that for a meal.
No, I don't agree with it. It's too much fiber. I have problems later.
Oh, come on.
I can't eat a lentil.
There's a movement against it.
Jonesy?
Enzo,
give me a game. I'm running late here. Give me a game show host.
My game show host is Halfrey because they're running this crap like a game.
No.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going quick now. Game show host, Charles, who you got? Jim, I need a game show host right this second.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers has been named and he's going to win Squata. Last one is Chris. Chris, what's your game show host?
Chuck Barris, Dating Game.
No, I just had him.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
The two best ones have not been selected.
What are they?
Number one.
What?
Johnny Carson.
Game show?
It was a game show?
Who do you trust?
Never.
Phenomenal.
When was that?
Not
and
you.
Here, identified. This was my number
oh my
one.
God.
Identified this voice.
10 strangers playing for up to $1 million. Among them, a saboteur, a traitor, the mole. The winner, the one who answers the question, who is the mole?
Anderson Cooper.
The Johnny Carson show was in 1963.
Who do you trust?
Never heard of it.
Well, that's because you were born too late.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to announce the winners in a few minutes after I talk to Rick Tockett. Here is what's going on behind the scenes for your Philadelphia Eagles.
Jeffrey, it seems like our fans are really getting angry at us.
Impossible. Our sophisticated analytics department makes us intellectually superior to the rest of the league.
Jeffrey, we're 2-5, and the natives are getting restless. They want to know why we can't hire a coach with experience.
We can't hire a coach with NFL experience. There's no guarantee he'll do our bidding. Our fans need to open their hearts. We're in a transitional phase.
I think they want to open our hearts. Literally, with a scalpel.
Howie, remind me why we hired this Sirianni guy.
He promised to do whatever we tell him.
Do we let him finish the season?
I'm not even sure he's going to make it to your Christmas party. And Fletcher Cox is saying the scheme is bad.
I love his emotional intelligence.
Maybe if we give him another $5 million, he'll open his heart and shut his mouth. Oh, Seth Joyner's on the line. I heard he's foaming at the mouth. I'm going to hide under the desk.
That's my spot. You hide in the closet.
First of all, your defense is a joke, okay? You're too predictable, and you have no accountability, okay?
Seth, I mean,
Ray Dinger's so mad he's using a red pen on a yellow legal pad, okay?
Seth, we've hired the best minds you can find.
Well, let me tell you something. I know your coaches don't know what you're doing, but your opponents do, okay?
Oh, look, Jeffrey, it's Jerry Jones on the line.
I'm not here.
I wanted to send you guys a few dollars so you can afford a better cable TV plan.
We have plenty of cable. We watch games all the time, man. We stay up late to watch West Coast games, too. 100%.
Well, you obviously don't get the Penn State games. You'd have seen our Rookie of the Year linebacker, Micah Parsons.
What's a linebacker?
I laughed three of my faces off watching your game last week.
Is that Gabe Kapler calling?
Hey, fellas, sorry to hear about your plight. Have you tried scented candles in the locker room?
My coffee's getting cold. Where's Howard Eskin? He knows he's supposed to be on top of this.
Oh, wait, Andy Reid just left the voicemail.
Hey, guys, listen, if the fans start getting out of control, I got some thugs on my team that can come down there and straighten them out. Time's yours.
See Joe Cocklin's Comedy Show at the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Media Theater on November 6th, Sellersville Theater November 20th. Special guest singer Casey Cocklin for tickets. Go to JoeCocklin.com. We come back to great Rick Tockett. WIP Sports Time, 9:30.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It is 9:42 right now. We're always honored when this great man comes on our show. And Al is just telling me, would you please tell us what Rick Tocchet will be doing when he gets to town?
Well, I hope he's in shape because he is playing in the alumni, the Orange and Black game on the 15th. You can get tickets at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Lindros, LeClaire, Tocchet, Breer, a whole lineup of
guys. What about
guys.
Jones?
And then Jones is not listed. I'm a little worried about it. Then the night after, Hall of Fame with Paul Holmgren.
Ladies and gentlemen, soon to be a Flyers Hall of Famer, the legendary Rick Tocchet. Hi, Rick.
I get to come on the legendary show.
Come on, Rick.
Famers. I miss you guys.
Hall of Fame, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Just from all my travels around the cities, different organizations I play with, I always have Flyer blood in me. Great organization, great city. I can't say enough about the time I've been there. You know, a lot of friends, a lot of things I have is because of playing for the Flyers. So thrilled to be mentioned with those guys.
Yeah, I voted for you. Jonesy didn't, but I did.
Right, I put you fifth in that five. There was five guys on the list.
I know you got chief, first, second, third, and fourth. Okay.
All right, but Rick, like, you guys are going to be on the ice. Can you still play?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not always on the ice, especially now I'm not coaching, but, you know, when you're coaching, you're on the ice every day, Sure, I could still skate. I mean, a shift here or there. You know, I'm not going to. I can't give you 18 minutes a night, though. I'll tell you that. No right. chance.
Rick, how did you end up living in Las Vegas?
Well, when I didn't renew my contract with Arizona, my girlfriend lives in Vegas. Just decided to move there. You get a lot more house there. I've got some friends here, and I'm live about 30 minutes out of the city. Just something different. I was actually at the Eagle Raider game. I was just saying how many Eagle fans, do they travel well? They got to be the top three in the NFL for traveling because half that stadium was Eagle fans.
Well, I got to ask you that because that's what I was kind of leading to there, Rick. Yeah. Rick, we're killing them right now. They're 2-5, and they look like their new coaches don't know what they're doing. What is your observation having watched them up close?
Well, obviously, they didn't get the ball enough in that game defensively. I mean, you know, you guys know more than I. Just, you know, I'm a football fan, but I've always remembered the Eagles' defense be a little more aggressive. It seems like they're backing off a lot. Just my humble experience watching. I just didn't think they were aggressive enough, especially early against the Raiders. I mean, you know, obviously Carr's having a great year, but he was just throwing those, you know, 7-8 yard passes. They were just giving it to him, and it was frustrating to watch because the Eagles couldn't get the ball back.
Well, here's the thing. I want you to go back to 2005 because you're there with Gretzky, and Gretzky has to leave because his mom passed away, and suddenly Rick Tocchet is the head coach. Were you ready? What's that like when you first do it?
Well, you're kind of nervous a little bit, but, you know, listen, you train as an assistant coach. You know, you watch, you know, you're there day to day. You see everything. You have your own ideas, but, you know, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for anything. So, you know, I just think it's the preparation day in, day out gets you, you know, simulate those in-game decisions.
No, we don't think he knows what he's doing. Rick, there's a point in this game. I know you left early, but you were there for this. All right, Rick. So they call a penalty, but the Eagles are getting the ball. The punt team's coming out from Oakland, and the coach accepts the penalty, puts them back on the field. They get a first down. We think that's football 101. I mean, that's why I'm trying to understand. We don't think he's ready to be a head coach. Were you ready when you first did it? Did you feel comfortable and confident what you were doing?
You know, there's some times when, you know, obviously there are decisions that, you know, the ref goes, and you got to make a quick decision. And maybe in his head, I don't know, he thought, you know, back him up. I don't know the philosophy. But listen, you got to make those split-second decisions. Hopefully, you know, you learn from, you know, whether it's a mistake or not, you learn from it. But, yeah, I mean, there's times when you just got to make these split-second decisions, and they're tough. I got to tell you, they're tough as a head coach, and hopefully you make more right than wrong. If not, you'll be on a panelist at TNT like I am.
All right,
Dynamite.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Now, you're doing a great job there, by the way. But, Rick, let me talk about the Flyers right now because they've got a guy, Alain Vigneault, describes himself as a dinosaur. He's still kind of a disciplinarian. He could be tough on the players. He'll call them out publicly. Can you still do that in the NHL?
Yeah, you got to Angelo walk a fine line. You know, it's a new, you know, these kids are they're great. They're great athletes. They want to know why. You know, you have to have answers for them. You know, it's not just a. You know, back in the day, and listen, I liked Mike Keenan, but, you know, it's do this, and you had no say. Now they have a say. You know, they're partners. Players are partners with the coaches if a coach wants to survive. And, you know, but you still have to have, and I understand A.B. saying what he's saying, because you still have to have a little bit old school in you, too. You can't just conform to everything. But you really got to listen, X and O's are great, and, you know, you can ask Jonesy. I mean, you can X and O the players to death, but if you don't have relationships and being able to talk to a player, any different role a player has, whether it's a first liner or a fourth liner, you got to communicate with these guys and tell them the reasons why you're doing things. That's why when I was coaching, I was always give the players a 5-day plan. Hey, we're going to practice this day. We're getting the day off. We're going to travel this way. We're staying here. Here's the reasons why. You know, so maybe some older coaches don't agree with that, but I think you have to nowadays.
All right, could Keenan survive today with the style he used when he coached you?
No, not the style that he. No, no way. But Mike's a smart enough guy.
Yeah.
He probably would have conformed if he coached today. He would conform and know, hey, I got to switch my ways. But no, he couldn't. You know, even as the great Scotty Bowman. But like I said, they're great minds that they probably would conform and think of other ways to coach these guys.
right, now tell me, I'm curious about the Flyers. They have still not won, and they did not win even when you were here. You won when you left here. Why do they keep coming up short, Rick? What's wrong with this organization that it cannot win a championship?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They'll do whatever it takes to win. They'll spend every dime. I've been in other organizations, and they don't do things that the Flyers do. Whatever you need, they'll do. So that's one thing that I got to give them a lot of credit. You know, there's some years where they had a solid team, they just didn't have the goaltender, or maybe they were just too defensive and did not enough offense, or too offense. I just think to win a Stanley Cup, you have to click on all. You know, you got to be a little bit lucky, but you got to click on all cylinders. You have to have each, you know, the D, the goalie, and the offense all kind of, you know, clicking at the same time. And for whatever reason, they've had a tough time, like just all three of those clicking at the same time. I like their team this year, though. I think they're a good team. They're a very good team. If they get better as the season goes on, and they make the playoffs, they can make some noise because they have some good veterans. They got some good young players, and if their goaltending can hang on, and it seems like they're playing pretty good at the start of the year, this could be a dangerous team.
All right, now, Jonesy was telling me that you're part of the TNT team. You guys are terrific. And that you have a special friendship with Charles Barkley. Does this go back to when you were playing here and Charles was playing here?
Yeah, Charles lives in Scottsdale, and I lived there for the last 5-6 years. So we play a lot of golf. We made a couple of trips together. Just a fabulous guy. He came on the set there, and it was hilarious. I mean, but for a high... like a world-class athlete, he didn't know how to put a goalie glove on. He didn't know how to hold a stick. Shaq didn't even know how to hold a stick. I think he held it upside, the bottom up. That amazes me. For world-class athletes, couldn't know how to shoot a puck or put a glove on, a goalie glove. That was amazing to me.
All right, rank these things you've done, because you've done them all great: playing, coaching, broadcasting. What order of fun do you rank those three things?
Well, definitely playing's number one. I mean, you can't, that's the one thing I'll miss, the competition and the dressing room boys and winning. Coaching's next for me because it's, you're the next line to win. You're trying to help your players, dissect the game and try to make players better. And then media is just obviously is less stress. I mean, there's no stress in media. Like Jonesy always says, keep your tie on straight and just start yapping, and you'll be fine. That was his advice to me. I asked Jonesy, he's a veteran 20-year guy. I go, Jonesy, you got any advice for him? Yeah, just have your tie on straight and just start yapping. Nobody really cares what you say anyway. So that's my buddy Jonesy's advice.
Well, you got it down to a science.
All right.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right, Rick, one last thing, because I love asking you about soup. All right, I try to get a little controversy going. Can soup ever serve as a main course?
I think nowadays, yes. I think a lot of people are, more diet conscious than ever. I think my girlfriend, just like that, and it took me a while. Like, she starts making soup, and I'm like, is that it? And she kind of looked at me like, yeah, it's a hearty soup.
She said to you, too.
Yes. 20 years ago, no chance. But now I think that it's the new world. Yes, soup can be as a main course.
What would be like a very hearty soup that your girlfriend would make for you? What do you really like?
Well, she just made an Italian, like that vegetable Italian soup. But she got mad at me because I said there's too many potatoes. I don't want a lot of potatoes in my soup. That's the one thing I've found over the years.
Okay.
Potatoes can, like a lot of potatoes can ruin a soup. That's what I think.
Oh, wow. So it's a minestrone with too many potatoes.
And, well, she just made the other day without potatoes, but she was kind of, pissed at me. But she said, I got no potatoes. Like, you have no potatoes. You're satisfied. Like, so she did it, but she wasn't happy with it.
All right. What's your position on beans?
Love beans. Love beans. You got to just make sure you stay in for the night.
You're on fire.
I would do it to the boys on the TNT panel either.
Jonesy wants to make sure the quote was accurate. Girlfriend said to you, is that it? Wanted more potatoes.
Al, tell again, Rick Tockett to be honored.
Rick Tockett, you want to see him play again for the Flyers Monday, November 15th, 7 o'clock, Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. Get your tickets. LeClaire, Lindros, Tockett the next night in the Hall of Fame with Paul Holmgren.
Rick, you're the best, man. The best. We love you, man. Thanks.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
See you, Take
care. Great Rick Tock. Al, the beautiful he gives man. The same level of analysis with soup as he does with everything else.
I love soup. I love that.
His girlfriend said to him, is that it? That's like the worst thing you could
say.
No,
he asked her that.
He asked her.
I know. And all right. So he said to her, okay, fine. It's a concern. That's all we're saying. It's a concern. Al, here are the winners of our prizes. Give me the thing and I'll give you the name.
I'll do it. I have it in my hand. I can give it to you.
That's right. I took his name. It's my fault today. Go ahead, Abe.
WIP green t-shirt.
Number 5 is Chuck Barris from The Gong Show.
Philadelphia Flyers trapper hat.
We'll be back in 2 and 2. Chuck Willery, Love Connection.
A $25 Wendy's gift card. Enjoy Wendy's new big bacon cheddar cheeseburger for a limited time only at participating Wendy's.
The man who cannot be replaced from Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
A $50 Boston Market gift card. Right now, get a half chicken meal, 2 handmade sides, and a fresh baked cornbread for only $7.99 at Boston Market, the original rotisserie kitchen.
Funniest man in a game show ever from Family Feud, Steve Harvey.
And a $100 Visa gift card.
Regis Philbin.
Nice.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I love Regis.
It's time to do a wrap.
All right, so Taka did just give me a lot to work with on that whole line of the day thing. But I have something else brought to you by Ameribest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. This came at the very end of your interview with Ruben Frank.
Rube, this is the big one.
What do you got?
What if the Eagles lose to an 0-7 team on Sunday? What happens?
They would be 2-6.
No, Rube.
Brought to you by
Everybody's a wise guy.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's a wise guy answer.
Yeah. Brought to you by Arm and Cadillac. There was also a few I had lined up that with Jonesy and, you know, Jonesy being Jonesy.
Yeah.
His butt. Your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com to view the selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Who is most likely to be the Eagles quarterback of the future? 68%. Other.
Oh, other one. Studio assistant Ava Graham, associate producer Kyle Quinn, special contributions Joe Cocklin. Go to joecocklin.com. Producer Joseph A. Wexler Jr., Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie coming up next. Jake Tapper, how'd we do?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.